Nathan Zagura here at Raymond James Stadium, where the Browns fell 30-13 in the third game of the preseason. This is supposed to be the final dress rehearsal, and it did not go as planned. Hugh Jackson said it best. There are a lot of holes. We didn't do things we were supposed to do. We didn't execute, and we have a lot to work on. This team still needs a lot of work to get ready for September 11th when they open the season against the Philadelphia Eagles. And what you saw here today, frankly, was not good enough. And we'll start on the defensive side of the ball. Jameis Winston did whatever he wanted to the Browns in the first half. 16-25 for 259 yards and two touchdowns. That's just the first half alone. The Browns were not able to generate pressure. They were not able to get off the field on third downs, and they were victimized by Winston's receivers. Mike Evans, who had 115 yards and a touchdown in the first half. Vincent Jackson, over 70 yards himself. So what happened? They had a good week of practice. Well, they came out here and they just did not make enough plays, plain and simple. And the Buccaneers were able to do whatever they wanted. Four of their first six drives resulted in points on the scoreboard. There was also a special teams blunder. A punt was returned for a touchdown. Things that just couldn't happen, things that Hugh Jackson says must be cleaned up. Still a lot of work to do for the Cleveland Browns. On the offensive side of the ball, there was some good, but not enough. The first team offense did manage to put up 10 points in the first half. They got a field goal from Patrick Murray and a touchdown from RG3 to Josh Gordon. Gordon was back in a big way, really the lone bright spot of the offense in the first half. He caught both of his targets for 87 yards, including the touchdown where he made a great play on the ball in the air, beating Brent Grimes for the 40-plus yard score. Griffin on the day, 8 of 14 for 119 yards and the touchdown. But when you think that 87 of those came on only two passes, you saw that there wasn't a lot of continuous efficiency in the passing game. Too often, it seemed like he was holding the ball too long or didn't have open receivers, and that led to sacks. 5 of them in the first half alone, 8 total in the game allowed by the Browns in this one. Not good enough. Some other bright spots, though, Isaiah Crowell ran very effectively, averaging nearly 5 yards per carry on his 8 carries. Duke Johnson, over 7 yards per carry on his 3 totes. For things to watch in the second half, who's trying to play themselves onto this roster? I think Taylor Gabriel really stood out, 6 catches, and was the best receiver and really maybe the best player on the field in the second half. But all in all, not good enough. After a good week of practice against this Buccaneers team, nobody expected the Browns to come out and struggle like they did. And as Hugh Jackson said, a lot of work still needs to be done. This wasn't good enough, and the Browns are going to have to get back to work as soon as they return to Berea, and they will do that, getting ready for Chicago in the preseason finale and really getting ready for the season opener September 11th at Philadelphia. For all the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.